This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is indifferent about the prospect of talks with Iran after 2 weeks of back-and-forth attacks and his imposition of fresh sanctions targeting the Iranian economy. His national security adviser Robert O'Brien told CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning that Iran is being choked off and that U.S. officials see an opportunity to further intensify pressure on the country's leaders and leave them with no choice but to negotiate. Anti-government protests erupted again Sunday night in Iran for a second day of demonstrations against the military, which first denied and then admitted it mistakenly shot down a civilian Ukrainian plane last week, killing all 176 on board. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrell reports that an initial Iranian investigation of the crash
says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the U.S. House of Representatives committee leading the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted, "They worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee." President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag #LetLevSpeak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. A Pakistani court Monday dismissed the death sentence handed down to former military ruler Pervez Musharraf, declaring as unlawful the legal process that led to his conviction. A three-judge panel found him guilty of treason in December. Talks aimed at inking an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Discussions are expected to continue Tuesday. The United States is kicking out 21 Saudi military cadets after a shooting at a naval airbase late last year. Sagar Magani has more.
The U.S. is sending home nearly two dozen Saudi military students from a training program after an investigation into last month's deadly shooting at a Florida naval base. A Saudi Air Force officer killed three American sailors at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
This was an act of terrorism.
And Attorney General William Barr says the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology. He says many of the other 21 Saudi students being kicked out of the program also had jihadist or anti-American material, but did not accuse any of knowing about the attack beforehand, and none will face charges. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Oscar nominations were announced today. Joker had the most nominations with 11. AP's Margie Zaraletta has more.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker gets a Best Picture nomination with star Joaquin Phoenix up for Best Actor and Todd Phillips up for Best Director. The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and 1917 have 10 nominations each, including Best Picture. The other Best Picture nominees are Jojo Rabbit, Ford vs. Ferrari, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Parasite. The Oscars are February 9th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
11 deaths are blamed on severe storms that hit parts of the Midwest, South, and Northeast United States over the weekend, and there may be more bad weather on the way. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Most of those who died were in Louisiana, Texas, and Alabama, where a tornado with 134-mile-per-hour winds slammed into Pickens County. Mary O'Sullivan's mother's home was destroyed.
Any big holiday, we just come here and gather, so it's like, to see all of this gone, it was, like, very emotional.
He talked to WBMA-TV. Another powerful storm system is expected to ramp up in the next few days as it moves through the Midwest and Great Lakes. The National Weather Service's Patrick Burke.
That could bring accumulating snowfall to the northern tier of the country, including the Northeast, by the week's end.
I'm Rita Foley.
Queen Elizabeth says she has agreed to grant Prince Harry and his wife Meghan their wish for a more independent life that will see them move part-time to Canada. The British monarch says her family had very constructive discussions today. They agree there will be a period of transition in which Prince Harry and his family spend time in both Canada and Great Britain. I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.